Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has emphasized the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea, and they have made some major promises. They've made promises to denuclearize. They've made promises to stop nuclear and missile testing, and they've recognized that regular military exercises between the U.S. and its ally, South Korea, will continue.
White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. A convoy of relief trucks crossed front lines in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria and unloaded all of its food to the trapped population. Despite fighting, the Red Cross says, is coming extremely close. Fighting between the rebels and government troops has left at least 900 civilians dead in recent weeks. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step, and added the United States supports the country's political inclusion and democracy. Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they called a joint push for national unity. Tillerson says the U.S. will seek to work with all African nations. This is VOA News.